The operation in its planning and conduct has taken fully into account one imperative, protection of civilians, because as we know in Mosul, a lot of civilians are living, many of them took refuge from the suburbs, adjacent territories. Also, unfortunately, Daesh is also taking tens of thousands of civilians to use them as human shields, and therefore protection of civilians in the context of military operations is very important.
You just mentioned human shield. Daesh is basically holding hostage many of those civilians. Are there any operation on the ground to liberate them as soon as possible?
Well, of course, we are speaking about the military operation. It's focusing on the objectives of the day. And whenever they are taking any military action, any part of the liberating forces, they are always making sure that civilians are not in harm's way. As regards other steps, yes, if there is a chance to liberate some civilians, as it happened in some villages, notably in the suburbs and surrounding areas, it happened that the liberating forces indeed managed to liberate some civilians that were concentrated in some locations or even imprisoned in some places.
Are there any credible report about other violation? Because we don't see much highlights about violation committed by other groups.
Which other groups do you have in mind?
Such as the government?
Pro-government forces, basically, we have only individual bits and pieces of news about some individual cases, and we then bring them to the attention of the government and for investigation and for taking action. But there is nothing absolutely in comparison with the previous operations of the kind. And definitely, I would even not try to make a comparison with the atrocities committed by Daesh as regards the civilians.
Now, you praised in your briefing to the Security Council the fact that Iraqi Federal Forces and the Peshmerga are fighting shoulder to shoulder. What is after recuperating territory and power from Daesh?
The next, if you wish, the future already started because both Prime Minister Abadi and President Barzani, they are discussing also different issues that are very important for the post-Daesh relations between Baghdad and Erbil. And these are issues of oil and revenues, but these are issues of disputed territories. These are issues on principles on which they will rebuild, re-establish their relations. And indeed, what we are talking that in the foreseeable future, this is their objective, to find solutions, including, as I said, what kind of principles will regulate their working together, their living together in one Iraq.
The Turkish troops are still in Baqisha camp since last December. The heated rhetoric between Baghdad and Ankara continue to escalate. Do you see any solution to the situation?
I would say that indeed the solution is first of all to tone down the rhetorics. It's not helpful, and I believe that it's better to give way to diplomacy, to bilateral contacts, if needed discussions as we had at the level of the Security Council. Mm-hmm. But as I said, the most important are bilateral contacts, diplomatic channels, and we are aware that indeed such contacts are taking place. So far they haven't yielded any visible success, but we are hopeful because indeed both sides are discussing particulars of how to resolve this issue of Camp Bashika, and we hope very much that that will happen. For us, as you mentioned, this heated rhetorics is something that is not very helpful because it's happening at the same time as the conduct of the liberation operation, and you know, this is a very fluid, sometimes unpredictable situation, so better that there is no distraction for what is the primary objective of everyone who is serious about fighting Daesh. It means fighting Daesh.
In this regard of fluidity that you just mentioned, what is your message today?
Well, the message is, first of all, congratulations, because in spite of all the problems and challenges, and in spite of stiff resistance of Daesh, and in spite of their terrorist tactics to use civilians as human shields, the pro-government forces are steadily getting more and more ground, liberating more and more parts, including some parts of Mosul. They are moving forward very carefully. Every stage, every step they are planning, indeed, from the perspective of how not to harm civilians. But we witness a steady progress, so this is good. Of course, this is still the initial phases of the operations. We must be careful. We hope very much that the operation will continue up until now. But again, Mosul is still ahead as such, the center of Mosul with the majority of the people living there.